All right, so as you can see, the gold and silver prices are getting clobbered again today.
I am worried.
Gold down 129 bucks, silver down under $2 now. Both gold and silver were down quite a bit more just about an hour ago, so recovering slightly. And one of the headlines you have out here is that silver lease rates plunge as historic market squeeze eases. And basically, what you've had happening is that when the spot price in London was higher, metal was leaving the COMEX.
People literally were putting metal on airplanes and shipping it across.
She says silver is heavy.
Reportedly, some metal has left China. I don't think it's necessarily a lot. But at the end of the day, here's the question. That metal is presumably going to London, some perhaps directly to India or via London to India, but if we've had about 26 million ounces leave the COMEX, and the LBMA daily turnover is around 250 million ounces, and the free float is down to 153 million ounces, is 25 to 35 million ounces going to resolve this?
Those are rookie numbers.
Or just buy some more time? That's something that we'll find out about soon enough, although today's recap is posted at goldandsilverdaily.substack.com. Made this one free, so if you are not a subscriber, you can still check it out and hopefully it's helpful.
I was a bartender. Now I own a boat.
And just click on the link in the comment below.
When we look at the silver market, the one thing to keep in mind, it is a lot larger than these equity markets.
That's my quant.
Your what?
You know, you put the total amount of open interest of silver, including both above ground and below ground.
That's a nice shirt. Do they make it for men?